We're back on Dakota Sports Saturday, where we review the Huron Tiger girls wrestling season with head coach Drew Strand. Of course, this was the first year the girls had their own separate coach, separate practices from the boys. And Coach Strand, just kind of review that. It's kind of a nature of the growth of the sport. We went from no teams having their own girls coach, and I think Pierre started it off. And I know they decided to split it up in Huron last year for this current school year. And there were a lot to follow. It looks like there's a lot of programs now that are going with the individual coach for the girls.
Yep, I think a lot of schools now have started to make that shift over. Definitely difficult to get to girls and boys stuff now that it's starting to fill up. So slipping away from that and going to separate coaching staffs have been beneficial just for the girls and the boys, just so that way there's coaches assigned to them and they know who they can fully trust and listen to and help them along the way.
And I know you had said that, you know, when you took the job, you and Coach Goth were putting in some long hours last year.
Yep, I mean, that was the main concern of practicing from 3:45 until 8, going back-to-back like that with girls separate than boys, because we didn't have enough room to house all of them in one practice room. So definitely making that a priority and switching that over so we both don't have to run until 8 o'clock at night, and then try to get home to our wife and kids. So that helped out a lot.
Well, your overview on the season, you know, the thing was it's a new sport, and last year was really the first year you had some major losses with the senior class. So in some ways, you know, you're looking for some new leaders, some new, girls that could take over the program. You do have three seniors this year, but like I said, last year was probably the first year the program really saw graduating losses.
Yep, definitely hurt last year with those first original two, especially with Eller and I'm drawing a blank right now, T2. Those two did a fantastic job, and they wrestled hard. I mean, they came in and kind of set the standard of, you know, how girls wrestling physically is meant to be practiced and things like that. So definitely a new learning experience for a lot of the freshmen that came in this year, which is a good thing that we had a lot of freshmen come in and the middle school room filled up. So just this year, a lot of the girls had to figure out, you know, how hard wrestling is. You know, it's a physical sport. It takes everything you have during practice to mimic what it's like out on the mat. So, you know, definitely a big learning experience. But the girls who have been around, like our three seniors this year, they kind of did a good job this year of showing those girls what it's going to take physically and mentally to achieve your goal by the end of the season.
And just your overview, you know, we didn't get any wins at the state tournament. We qualified three, almost got a fourth in, and Caitlin Flory would have been in had she not been injured there right at the end of January. So while you didn't come out with any wins, it was good for a couple of the senior girls that made it there and just good for experience overall.
Yep. This year, you know, it was pretty good. We got some girls to make it there, the three girls that made it to state. Could have had five if everyone would have been healthy and one more match would have won a different way, but unfortunately only ended up with three, but that's still good. It shows our younger kids or the younger girls that, you know, the two seniors that made it, you can set your goals, you put in the work and the effort just to drive them, and just continue that on with my younger girls to have that same goal to make it there. And hopefully getting more years of experience will help out these younger girls to be able to place at state. I know Shay Lee now has made it there twice and has fallen short from placing, so hopefully she can just continue to grow and grow into the leader that she can become. She just has to continue to put in the work and show up to work hard, you know, and that's, I think, the hardest thing this year of the girls being separate is just continuing to preach how hard it is and the girls to actually understand that and actually put that effort in.
Well, run down those three seniors, just talk a little about each of them. We'll start off with Kaylee Bowden. She was probably the most successful wrestler this year. Did have a little bit of an injury there towards the end of the season, but was ready to go for state.
Yep, she was probably our hardest working. She definitely was the one that we use an example of, if you want to achieve your goals, this is the person you need to follow. And, you know, it's tough for some of them to follow that rigorous schedule that she runs. She always showed up for morning practices. She was always there in the afternoon for practices. And it just, you know, it shows you that when you show up and you put in the work, you can achieve the things you want to do. Unfortunately, we had that injury after the Aberdeen and kind of sat out for a while. And I think she's a girl where the more matches she wrestles, the smoother she becomes, and taking that break off hurt us a little bit, unfortunately, going into state when we had the lead in two matches and ended up getting pinned on both of them. But that's just, you know, I give her a lot of credit for putting in the effort. She truly had about a year and a half worth of wrestling under her belt, which girls had a little bit more than she did. So I thought she did a fantastic job and really showed the other girls what you can do when you set your goals to achieve something.
And the second one on the list, I hope I say the first name right, you've taught me, but I still get her on, Kumui Paw.
Yep, Kumui, she was a fun girl as well. I mean, she came out, she did everything that she could. You know, a lot of these, you know, it just kind of changes the lifestyle of the person as well, just wrestling in general. They become healthier, they're more active, and she was one of those girls that as she wrestled, she progressively got better. Unfortunately, fell short of state, but just all-around good girl to have on your team. She was always super excited for everything, came in ready to go, didn't have to remind her of things or misplace anything. So she was just a good one, you know, to kind of take these younger girls, and didn't matter who she practiced or who she was with, she'd go with the toughest person in the room and just give it her all. So just to show those younger girls that, you know, you can do anything you set your mind to, and it doesn't matter who you're going up against.
Then the last one on the list, Natu Yi.
Natu, she's just amazing little wrestler. She was always the smaller one of our team, able to get back down to 100 this year and make it to state. She's put a lot of time in just wrestling with Shay Lee all the time, and Shay Lee's a little bit taller, a little bit bigger, and so those two go back and forth, you know, and I think that helps both of them out. Na being short, and she's super strong. I don't know foot to foot if there is another girl that size with that amount of strength and power. She just, you know, a couple times she would get into moves, but again, just fell short just of lack of experience and just the mental aspect of what it takes to, you know, make it to the next level. And, you know, unfortunately, she's a senior, so we don't get any more years left with her. But for what she did, I thought she had an amazing career as a Huron program. And she'll go down again with the other girls as one of the girls that started our Huron program.
So with those three girls now graduating here, just looking at the roster, and I didn't realize this till now, no juniors on the roster this year, just one sophomore and a whole bunch of freshmen. So you're young, you had a lot of girls to get experience, and I know you said a year ago when you first took the job, you know, the biggest priority is just start to build the numbers up so we can be there with some of those squads that have been able to fill, you know, fill every weight and actually have actual duels like Pierre and Canton.
Yep, you know, it was really awesome going into this year and also seeing all the freshmen come out. I believe, I don't remember if they're still on the roster or not or if I got them put in on time from what you're looking at, but I do have two juniors that came in at Christmas time. They just wrestled. I think two meets is all they wrestled. But it's nice to get them in as freshmen or even younger. The middle school room, I know that was pretty full, so that's exciting. And I know one of the eighth graders, I believe she took second at middle school state. So, you know, just looking forward to things like that to where they can progress and they have time to understand and know how to wrestle. So that way, by the time they're seniors and juniors, we can really give them a goal that they can reach. Some of the goals that we still have, you know, just are learning our basic movement. So getting them as a freshman and learning those things will do us huge gains by the time they become a senior.
Drew Stan just finished up his first year as head girls wrestling coach for the Huron Tigers, as after losing a few last year, did qualify three for the state tournament this year. Coming back, we're going to talk Huron Tiger basketball, JV and freshman girls, varsity boys. That's all coming up on Dakota Sports. On Dakota Sports Saturday, we're going to talk Huron Tiger freshman basketball with head coach Skyler Holtrop, record of 9-9 on the season. And coach, we say freshman, but really you're mostly eighth and ninth grade and even a handful of sophomores at the beginning of the season. But overall, it was young girls that really all got to play a lot of basketball.
Yeah, we were really fortunate that those eighth graders came up after Christmas, after their season. They were willing to do that for us. We had just opened it up, and six girls decided to do that for us. So we were very fortunate, so we could play three games throughout the stretch of the rest of the season with our limited numbers. So that was really nice.
Well, as I said, you went 9-9, and well, kind of a tale of two halves there, 8-3, and then trying to do the arithmetic, 1-6, I think, to end things out. But you had a few injuries and a few things in there, and also ran into a couple of good teams, too.
Right. The last part of our season, you know, you got the O'Gorman, you got the Brandon Valleys, you know, Watertown there is always tough. So you got a tough stretch at the end there. And like you said, we lost Izzy Kramer to an kind of concussion kind of things, where the first half of the year, you know, up that 8-3, she was averaging about 17 points a game for us. So that 17 points we got to try to find somewhere. And so the girls battled, you know, those eighth grade girls, they battle on the defensive end. We just got to work on getting some offense out of them. So.
Well, just go down. First off, start the sophomores, and it sounds like you only had those for a couple of games there at the beginning, or I suppose until the eighth graders got there.
Yes, absolutely. So we had Chloe Carr. She helped us out in the post tremendously in those first couple games up through Christmas. And then Jency Gergen, she also played, you know, our wing for us. Sometimes we had to use her at the point guard position, and she can hit a three, help us out in that way. And Haley Rogers, a sharpshooter too. You know, we always joke with her, she doesn't shoot enough. You know, she needs to shoot a little bit more, but she's a sharpshooter for us. And those guys helped us out tremendously, especially before those eighth grade, when we had them with the eighth grade there. They gave us some balanced scoring throughout those 8-3, the 8-3 record. So.
Then go to the freshmen. That was probably the main core of this team.
Yeah. So we had Izzy Kramer, like I said before. She battles down low. She worked really hard for us and was able to score a majority of our points when she played. And then Jesslyn Noyes, our point guard, she'll get after it. Defensively, that girl's got a motor. She really doesn't ever have to rest. You know, she's just getting after it and hits a three and attacks the basket and goes to the free throw line and makes those shots for us. Abby Harrington, another freshman, kind of an all-around player. She can play in the post. I told her, I said, you're going to need to know all positions, 1-5, you know, because we just don't know where we're going to be at, foul trouble-wise, things like that. So she did a nice job for us. And she was, you know, there were a few times where she, you know, had upper 20s, you know, mid-20s, you know, for us points-wise. So, and then Camden Fuchs came a long way this year. She defensively works her tail off. She's always grabbing those rebounds. She's feisty. She'll go get those things for us. And so she came along this year really well. I was really impressed with the way that she played this year. And, you know, some of those, you know, the Jesslyn, Abby, and Cam, you know, they took those eighth graders under their wing, you know, when those eighth graders came in, and we ended up practicing, you know, by ourselves, the ninth and the eighth and ninth graders, and they were teaching them everything, trying to get them up to speed, because, you know, we've had about a month of practice already, so getting them up to speed with the plays and our defensive philosophies, things like that, and they did a nice job, and I appreciate all the work they did for them.
Then the eighth graders, before we talk about the eighth graders, just talk how this happened now. This was new this year. I think it was an ESD thing, if I remember right, where they moved to have seventh and eighth grade girls just play November, December, season done. Then seventh and eighth grade boys went January, February. A couple of reasons there obviously helped out our girls' lower levels, but I think it was a lot was just finding officials when you had all that going on. So, and really the fact that they're able to join you after Christmas was a bonus.
Yes, for sure. So, yeah, it was really nice that the middle school, they switched that up for us, so we were able to utilize those players. And like I said, yeah, a lot of the schools, they needed it for the numbers, but like you said, officials, I think that was key, because a lot of places are really hurting for officials.
Well, go down that list of girls then, because those girls, well, they ended up playing basketball November through the end of February.
Yeah, the huge commitment for them to play their whole season and then come out and help us out through the rest of the year. So we had Maggie Storm. She works extremely hard. She can, like, kind of like Abby Harrington, kind of all positions. Obviously, probably not post. She's not as tall, but she came around. She's got a really good jumper. Can handle the ball pretty well. And all of these eighth graders, they just work hard. you never have to question their ability to work hard. And so every one of them are scrappy. They're not afraid to get, you know, a little feisty, get a little dirty, move their feet, and steal a basketball. So that we had Maggie Storm, Reagan Bischoff. She ran the point, subbed in some for Jesslyn, and kind of knew all of our guard roles, and she can hit a three. She's got a pretty good shot on her, hit a three, but defensively she is constantly in ball handler's face, and she was able to get a lot of steals in that way. And then Lennon Caudill, kind of like Maggie, where, you know, she can run the one, two, or three, you know, for you. And she sets really good screens, and she finds ways to get herself open, which I was really impressed with on the offensive end. And then again, defensively, she can lock down, move her feet, get steals, and then go the other way, you know, with those guards just slowing down a little bit. Sometimes we're going 100 miles an hour, and then we turn the ball over again, and we're going the other way. We like to play a little track meet, you know, a little bit when we had those girls in. And then Claire Davis, she was our post.
Undersized.
Yeah, undersized post, but she came along, and we were working a lot on different post moves for her and things like that. And as the season progressed, we saw a lot of, you know, her points for a while there, you know, wasn't really scoring, things like that. And then towards the end of the season, she was averaging about, you know, 6 to 8 points a game. So that was coming along. Kinsley Armstrong, she didn't get as much playing time as many of the other eighth graders. Just a little raw yet, but coming along. So just coming along as the season progressed, she did see a lot more minutes, and she was able to help us out in the post. Again, very undersized for a post, but she wasn't afraid. You know, she's not afraid to step out and take a 3-point shot either. And then Piper DeGene, right away wasn't getting a lot of minutes as well, but as the season was progressing, you know, that when they were helping us out, as we were progressing, she was starting to find her niche kind of with the group, and she was able to defensively get some steals, you know, able to score, was looking to attack more. And so, like I said, I am very appreciative of those eighth graders and what they did. They played a lot of basketball, and it takes somebody who, you know, really loves the game to play from October to February, the end of February.
Quintana Skylar Holtrop, the freshman coach for Huron Tiger girls basketball, finished their season at 9-9. So now we look ahead next year. You know, we had, what was it, six seniors. So there, and a number of those girls had significant minutes, if not starters. So there's a lot of minutes available for 7 o'clock next year. What do you want to see this group work on? Because, you know, those minutes are going to be available to a few of these girls.
Absolutely. We talked about that at the end of the season, that, you know, there's a lot of opportunity for you to play, especially those freshmen and those eighth graders. If they keep working, you know, on the defensive end, they work really hard. Now we just need to find ways to score. We got to make you know, shots for ourselves. We got to be able to find a way to create something for ourselves so we can score. Because as you saw, you know, towards the end of our season, we had a hard time scoring over 30 points, you know, when we lost Izzy and Abby was out a few games, things like that. So we just got to find ways to be able to score and shoot more. So I think as a program, we need to find ways to shoot more and get more shots up this summer so that way we can be more consistent shooters.
Skylar Holtrop, freshman coach for Huron Tiger girls basketball. They wrapped up their season at 9-9. We'll talk Huron Tiger JV basketball next with their coach Jeremy Noyes on Dakota Sports. Continue here on Dakota Sports Saturday as we talk with Jeremy Noyes, JV coach this year for the Huron Tiger girls basketball program. They finished out the season at 8-11, 6-0 start, then a few struggles there down the stretch. And coaches talk about that. You know, JV is a just kind of a fluid situation. Girls can play their way off your team. An injury at the varsity could affect your roster as well. And so you just play with what you have and go from there.
Yeah, that's exactly it. With JV basketball, you don't get a lot of practice as a group. You're kind of the scout team for the varsity, and like you said, you kind of just go with what you have. We had a real good start to the year. We started out 6-0. We really struggled at starts of games. I think we only led after the first quarter four times all year, And the start of the year, we had enough pep to get us out of there, and should say enough bodies as well, and we're able to make some good comebacks and things like that. And we lost our first game of the year at Harrisburg, didn't play real well, came out the next game, and we're struggling a little bit against Brookings the second time, and first play of the third quarter, Matty Juergens blew her ACL, and that put us in a downward spiral kind of for the rest of the year. Had a couple other injuries. Izzy Kramer was out for quite a while. Abby Harrington missed a couple games here and there. So we were pretty injury riddled for a good part of the season.
And as I said, it's always a fluid situation with JV, and I think you did have juniors, sophomores, and freshmen, if I remember right. So sometimes you got to mesh those groups together. Even though they're all from Huron, they may not have necessarily ever played together before.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Even at the end of the year, as injuries continued to mount with us, we had to have the eighth graders suit up a couple times. They didn't see a whole lot of the floor, but there were a few situations where they had to go in and help us out. So we were thankful for the bodies there to be able to use, because we definitely used everybody we had at one point or the other.
Well, just run down your roster, talk about each girl a little bit and what they brought to the team.
Yeah, I had two juniors this year. Matty Juergens played in 6.5 games, I guess. We really missed her absence. You know, I think last year I kind of went through the similar deal when Allison James went down. Just not enough bodies to go around, and you just, when they're a key piece like that, you really notice their absence with these girls. Maddie always works hard. She's one you never have to tell to play hard, and you always know what you're going to get with her. She's going to take care of the basketball. She's going to give you everything she's got for every second she's in there. So we really missed that when she went down. Our other junior was Allison Janes, and she was a huge piece for us. She led us in scoring several times. She had six games where she scored in double figures, and she never played more than three quarters for us, because she played four quarters on the varsity. So she gave us some great leadership as well. She's another one that always plays hard and is a great kid and will do anything you ask. So those were the two juniors that we had. We had three sophomores, Chloe Carr, Haley Rogers, and Jency Gergen. Chloe had 4 or 5 games. She scored in double figures. She did a good job handling things down low for us. Scored on the block fairly well for us. And when she focused on her rebounding there more towards the end of the year, she was able to help us a ton on the glass. So she had a great season as well. Haley's a good shooter who doesn't shoot the ball as much as we would always like, but she's a good shooter. But I thought at the end of the year, her defense really came on. We didn't win the game, but we had a good game against Aberdeen Central at the end of the year, and we played some zone, a lot of zone for the first time that season, and Haley was down low on the blocks a lot. She was talking. She was bumping cutters. I thought she played a really, really good basketball game, which if she's able to do those little things, she'll be able to help the team out at the next level. Jency shot the ball pretty well for us this year. She also had to handle the ball for us once in a while. Early in the season, there were a few tight games in there where she did a great job of taking care of the basketball and drawing some fouls to get to the line and help us put the game away a few times at the start of the season there. Four freshmen rounded out our roster. We had Abby Harrington. Like I said, Abby was injured for 2 or 3 games during the year. She had a bad ankle. She's a very versatile player, probably the most versatile girl in our program. You know, she's probably about 5'9 or so and can really play 1 through 4, probably get stuck playing the 5 a little bit. I know she did for me when Izzy was out, but she's a versatile kid. She can shoot it. She can handle the ball. She can attack. She's one who's pretty good in transition. She had 12 points against Aberdeen this year, so she can score the basketball as well. Izzy Kramer, she really had a great year for us. She had 4 or 5 games where she scored in double figures. She was leading us in scoring a couple times in there, did a great job down low, and her and Chloe both really solidified things on the inside for us, and she was another one that we really, really missed her presence. She's one who works hard all the time, and like I said about a few others, you really don't have to question what you're going to get from them. She's always going to give you what she's got. Jocelyn Noyes is another freshman, and she kind of had to step into Maddie's role there when Maddie went down. And I, to be honest, I really missed her energy off the bench. You know, she normally sat out the first quarter because she had played four quarters of the C game, and she always brought in some energy when things weren't going well. We would pick up full court, and that's kind of her game. She had a few big games during the year, came out and got us going in second halves and things like that. But her best game scoring-wise was she had 11 against her old teammates from Rapid City Central, so I was happy for her to have a good game there. The other freshman that we had was Cam Fuchs, and Cam came a long ways this year. Cam brought a ton of energy for us. She's one of those kids who has a nose for the ball, and she may sit the first two quarters and get called upon when fouls or something like that comes on, and she comes in and she works her butt off and really can get things going for us. So I was very happy with what we got from Cam this year, and I think things can only go up for her as well going into next season.
And we're talking to Jeremy Noyes, JV coach for the Huron Tiger Girls basketball program. Before we look ahead, one thing I'm going to ask you, it always fascinates me when this happens, and heck, Jack, it's more than what you think. Coaching your own kid, how'd that go?
Oh, there was a lot of silent suppers and whatnot, but it's something you always look back on after the year and know that it was a time that you're going to appreciate someday, not always the day of, but yeah, Jocelyn works hard, and I also coach her AAU team in the summer, so she's used to having me, and I don't have to say a whole lot to her. She knows when her behind's on the bench what I think, so she's one who, thankfully, you can get after her and get more out of her.
Well, now we look ahead, as we just asked Coach Holtrop, there's going to be spots to play next year at the 7 o'clock game, the varsity game. Somebody's going to have to fill them. What do you want to see this group work on to take those next steps?
I think we just got to work on being more competitive. You know, I think early in the year before the 8th graders came up and we didn't have a whole lot of depth and kids were playing 7 quarters, They almost got too much basketball. I think they kind of would pace themselves in games and whatnot, and we kind of got into a funk that way where we weren't always working as hard as we should, which I know a lot of times we just didn't have a whole lot left. So I really think we got to work on being more competitive. And the other thing, like I told them after the last game of the year, we just got to work on taking care of the basketball, handling the basketball, being able to take care of it in pressure situations. Whether you're a guard or not, you can never have enough ball handlers on the floor.
Jeremy Noyes, head JV coach for Huron Tiger Girls basketball. They rounded out their season with a record of 8-11. Coming up next week, the final Huron Tiger events of the winter sports season. Huron Tiger boys basketball at the state AA tournament in Sioux Falls beginning next Thursday. We'll talk to Coach Budenhagen next on Dakota Sports.